T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
For the world we're gonna make.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. We're hitting the road again this Friday for our diner and donut tour. Stop number 2, we will be in Crestwood, Mo. Have not been to Crestwood in any of our years of the diner and donut tour. Close, maybe, that one place that's on...
Talking about Yolklore on Watson?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I guess we were kind of close. But we are going to be at the barn, and we would love for you to come by. We start our broadcast at 6 a.m. It goes until 10. T-shirts, hopefully, will last past 7 a.m. And we brought a lot of shirts, and we're going to be bringing a lot of shirts to all the tour stops. But if you want breakfast for you and 3 of your friends to join us that morning on Friday, you can go to y98.com/donuts and register there.
There are things you know and things you don't. These are things you don't.
Things you didn't know with me, Tim Convey. I'm going to share some facts. These are all true. And you guys are going to make fun of me. Kevin's going to play obnoxious sound effects. That's how it works. People love it. What can I say?
Exclusive.
First up, here's something you didn't know. All our listeners may not be familiar with this guy, but some will. There's an old yacht rocker from the 70s named Jay Ferguson.
Yes, I know Jay Ferguson very very well.
You may know his hit single, Thunder Island.
Of course, I do.
Sounds like this.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la, my lady. In the sun with your hair undone.
My lady.
My lady.
So that's Jay Ferguson.
And he has another song, too. What's his other song?
Shakedown Cruise.
Shakedown Cruise.
But those are not his best-known songs. Those are ones that he put out back in the day.
That's all I know about Jay Ferguson.
Is those songs, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was also in a band called Spirit once upon a time.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Jay Ferguson's best-known composition, however, sounds like this.
What?
What?
Are you sure it's just not another guy named Jay Ferguson?
No, it's the Jay Ferguson. He wrote what would become the theme song to the TV show The Office.
Oh, so he took the path like others before him to go into soundtrack, you know.
Who knows?
Oingo Boingo guy, Stuart Copeland.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so many of them.
Danny Elfman from Oingo Boingo. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And most recently, if you're an NCIS Los Angeles fan, he does the music for that show.
What?
Jay
Ferguson does?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. This guy's got his hands on a lot of things.
I love that so much. That's such a good little nugget of trivia.
Pretty good start, right? You want more? You got it. Here's something you didn't know. This is amazing. I went down a whole rabbit hole on this thing. Beverly Hills Cop was originally going to be a straight action film starring Sylvester Stallone as a character named Axel Cobretti. He pulled out 2 weeks before filming started, and the studio rewrote the movie to fit Eddie Murphy.
And it's so well done, too, to have to do a rewrite in 2 weeks.
One of the greatest movies of all time, yeah.
And then Stallone was a cop named Cobretti in Cobra.
Yeah, he stole some of the ideas from the script, they said. There's a lot of stuff I didn't know about Beverly Hills Cop. It's very interesting.
Oh, my gosh, there were so many great characters in that, too. Surge.
And a lot of it was improvised. A lot of the stuff with... Eddie Murphy and Judge Reinhold and the other cop, I forget his name, was just improvised.
Gerald Ford.
Definitely a bit of a surprise here.
We need the, I don't know, a banana in a tailpipe.
Here's something you need to know. The singer Gary Newman is older than the actor Gary Oldman. By 13 days.
I don't believe it.
Gary Newman here in my car. That song.
Here in my car.
And I think Gary Newman was like, everyone's going to sing like this in the future.
Here's something, you know, this blew my mind. I still can't think about this. A town in Tennessee, Bristol, Tennessee, is closer to Canada than it is to Memphis, Tennessee.
Nuh-uh.
Bristol is in the northeast corner of the state, which puts it about 400 miles from the Canadian border. And it's 500 miles from Memphis, which is in the southwest corner. Okay? Isn't that crazy? Lance's head is going to explode.
That ranks up there with the time I went to Detroit with some friends of mine, and we're like, hey, let's go to Canada. How do we get there? And the guy sitting next to me, who, you know, the co-pilot says, you go south. It's like, you don't go south to get to Canada from Detroit. Actually, you do.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, but that's crazy.
It is, right? I'm killing it so far. I'm getting through all these. This segment's going to be 15 minutes. Seriously, they're that good today.
Hey, Kevin's in charge of the fart. So,
well,
it's when he deems it.
I got one.
Okay.
Here's something you didn't know.
Sound effect?
All right. Well, yeah,
I knew what you meant.
Okay.
All right.
He gets so uncomfortable.
Actually, I'm going to save this one for that. Here's something to know. Of the famous 57 varieties of products that Heinz originally made, Heinz 57, ketchup was 43rd.
What?
Are there any other interesting numerical oddities among that group?
There might be, but I've got more to get through.
Okay.
Hey, well, I don't mean to...
Here's something you didn't know. This is crazy. Rick Moranis was the first pick to be Ace Ventura.
I can see that.
I can too.
But he turned it down and it went to Jim Carrey.
What was his last movie? Because he walked away from it all. Yeah, just watched Ghostbusters the other night and he's so great in that.
Honey, I Still Shrunk the Kids.
He wanted to raise
his kids.
I know.
Yeah, he felt terrible after shrinking them. He's like, I got to put some time in.
Then he blew them up.
Yeah.
Dude, that's not cool.
It took a lot of time. Here's something you didn't know. This is historical. Abraham Lincoln's son, Robert, was not at the theater when his dad was assassinated in 1865, but he was there when two other presidents were killed.
Yeah, I remember. We've talked about that little tidbit before. It is fascinating.
He was there with... James A. Garfield.
James Garfield, that's right. Train station in D.C.
And then McKinley?
Yeah,
oh, McKinley.
I like the same building in New York.
That's why that Kevin gave us the A.
Yeah, he's the middle initial.
Yeah, so I don't want to confuse it with
James A. Garfield.
The cat.
Here's something you didn't know. Michael Jordan originally wanted to endorse Adidas, not Nike. But Adidas passed on signing him because the executives felt like he was too short to impress people. He's 6'6". They wanted 7-footers.
Whoa. And it Nike then became the brand.
Absolutely.
I'm an Adidas girl.
He's a billionaire because of it. Well, they're not interested in you either.
I've got your shoes on and your golf skirt today.
I am impressed.
I got a few more. I'm not stopping. Here's something you need to know. The reason we call porcelain China is that the country China created and perfected it. So when it made its way to Europe in the 1500s, everyone just called it China.
Fascinating.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It's all right.
No, it's pretty good. Here's something you need to know. Busy Bone.
What?
From Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Mm-hmm.
You know them best from this.
Bone, 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 bone. Don't tell me what you
Kevin got a live version.
Yeah, they're thrilled about that.
So Busy Bone, who's my favorite member of Bone Thugs and Harmony, was kidnapped as a child. His picture was shown at the end of the TV movie Adam. It's about John Walsh's son, Adam Walsh.
Sure.
So they did a TV movie about it. Then they showed missing kids at the end. Well, Busy Bone was one of those kids, and he was found. He went back home to Cleveland, Ohio, where he met the rest of Bone Thugs and started Bone
Thugs.
That's
interesting.
Isn't that crazy?
All right, one more.
I got about seven more that I really
can't
like.
Can't do seven more.
All right, I'll do one more for you. If you ate an entire human being, if you consumed an entire human being...
Happy breakfast, everyone.
You would take down approximately 81,500 calories. That's enough to survive for at least a few months.
I pooped my pants.
Things you didn't know.
How many months to survive?
A few.
Yeah, okay. That was... You know what?
Yeah!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.